Okay, so a tweeter
I'm insane now.
Alerted us to this earlier. Something made him think of the prank that we pulled on Norm.
Yes.
From 6 years ago.
It was a better day when we were just trying to prank Norm all the time.
I love that I get a pig pen credit for this.
You do. You do. So, back in 2015, I was looking for some way to bust Norm's balls, because Norm, as we all know, he loves this moment. He loves being in control of the draft. He loves talking about the draft. He loves pulling all the strings. He is the puppet master.
Yes, he's telling minions what to do.
Right.
Like, he likes to say Jacksonville has the power in this draft, but it's really Norm.
Yeah.
Norm has the power in this draft.
Absolutely.
He's in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw him.
We can sense. We can sense the forces. There was a disturbance in the force.
So we wanted to figure out a way, what could piss Norm off more than anything? Well, we couldn't basically have some cockamamie story about our draft coverage was canceled on the day of. And so we thought of something that might be plausible. In 2015, Jamie Benn was your points leader in the NHL, thereby awarding him the Art Ross Trophy.
That's right.
And so we thought, you know what? How about we make up this story to Norm the morning of the second day of the draft? So Norm's going to go on the air at 6 o'clock. Or so, 5:30. I'm sorry, 5:30. Right. He's going on the air.
So it wasn't even the game?
No. No. That the NHL and the Stars had called an emergency press conference. Gary Bettman was going to be there to present this Art Ross Trophy to Jamie Benn. And since we carry the Stars, we are obligated to carry all of this.
This is the dirtiest of tricks.
And so we told him there was going to be a 6 o'clock press conference that would last like 30 minutes or whatever. So we had Saroy, who was producing. We had him teed up. Kat was obviously the one in charge of all this. So during Norm's show, in breaks, he's in Chicago, all right?
Perfect.
We gave him this scenario, and here is how he reacted.
Norm. Hey, you got me?
Got you.
Oh, cool, man. That was good on the Kentucky Derby deal.
Thank you.
I hope you're right.
I love doing that. It's fun.
Oh, hang on.
Hey, did y'all get that Stars press release?
No.
We just got a press release from the Stars about they're doing a little short press conference tonight down here at the AAC. I guess Bettman is coming in town, and they're awarding Jamie Benn the Art Ross Trophy. We've got to carry at least a little bit of it because of our contract with them.
Oh, man.
At 6? Yeah, they're saying 6. It shouldn't. We got to take at least a couple minutes. What time is it, the first team on the clock?
6. 6:30? It starts at 6, right, Norm?
Oh, I thought it was 6:30.
6 o'clock it starts.
Yeah, no, our coverage 5:30, and then the first pick is 6. Yeah, okay. Dude.
What's up, bud?
Kat.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could treat it like a break and say, hey, this is just happening at where is it, the AAC?
Yeah.
How about that possibility?
That's a possibility, but I need to run that by the Stars and see if they're okay with it. Ultimately, because it's part of our contract, they're going to have the final say on that.
Great. Just let me know that, Kat. Even just send me an email telling me how you want me to handle it.
Okay.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay, so everything's fine, right? Everything's great.
Or so he thinks.
Throw a little email and...
He took it very well.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he had a solution.
He did. He did. Things don't go his way, unfortunately.
That's friggin' awful. They're not going to... Yeah. They're going to make us run it, Norm.
But see, if we can carve this thing down to 3 minutes.
It's going to be like a half-hour thing. They want Jamie Benn to talk and Bettman.
He said they want to... we don't want to carry the whole thing.
Hang on, dude. He's on the phone. Let me find out real quick.
Okay.
I mean, we're your flagship station. We have things that we need to do, and we want to be good partner. Yeah.
Fake phone call.
Yeah. But I don't think taping is a bad thing. The best thing to do is if you should have... The other media outlets are covering the draft, too. I mean, the TV stations are at Valley Ranch. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand the contract. I mean, I got a whole staff in here for this thing. I got a guy in Chicago. I mean, it's Norm is in Chicago. You know, he's going to be pissed. All right. Hey, Norm? Norm, yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, well, I was trying to talk. I'm talking to the Stars, and I'm standing in here with Mike and Jer, and I'm just trying to make the case as best we can right now. That's not what they want to do, but I'm not taking no for an answer right now. I'm trying.
Okay.
We'll try, but they're not going to let him tape it, but all right, we'll try. All right, hang on. We're coming back, man. We'll talk in the next break.
Okay, so you got normal set off.
Beautiful theaters, masterfully installed.
All right, Norm.
Yeah.
Not good news, man. Kat said they're not budging, and we have to carry this thing live at 6 o'clock.
I'm punching out of it.
It's supposed to take 25 minutes.
Oh. Well, then tell Kat we take the air at 6:30.
He's not in here. I mean, I'll go talk to him.
But tell him we take the air at 6:30. I'm not going to do a pre-draft show and say now, with the 33rd pick, the Dallas Cowboy, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take Jamie Benn.
That would not work. Yeah, so it's going to be from like 6 to 6:25. And they said maybe we would just record the picks and run them all back-to-back or something. So, I don't know what to do, man.
You tell the Stars we're taking sponsor breaks in their press conference. I'm getting 9 minutes of sponsor breaks run during that hour. That's also our job. We've sold that hour, and we're taking breaks. We'll be back to the Stars press conference after this.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to... Dude, this is above my pay grade.
I know.
I don't know what to tell you. But
hey,
I mean, they
expect, I'm taking the breaks.
They expect 25... Well, you're not going to be on air. They expect 25 minutes of their presser. I don't know.
So, I'm sorry. 25 minutes of their presser includes 9 minutes of sold spots.
Well, how are you going to just jump on? You're not going
to... I'm going to say we'll be back to the Stars press conference in a moment.
I don't think your mic's going to be up.
Why not?
Man, I don't know.
This is infuriating, and this is stupid. Do they know, do they have any concept that they're not about to get any airtime anywhere for this other than our station? And people in our station are going to be so pissed at them they don't have any idea?
Look, I don't know. I know Kat tried and talked to him, so I really don't know, man.
Well, tell Kat we'll just take the air at 6:30.
Well, I mean, isn't the plan right now 5:30?
Yeah, but we got no draft. There's no picks between 5:30 and 6. We'll do a pre-draft show, say the Tampa's on the clock, and we'll see you after 5 picks have been made.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to Kat and try to figure it out. I think that's probably still what we're going to do, because I think 5:30 is the plan, you know?
This is just ludicrous.
Yeah, I know it is. Sorry, buddy.
Mike?
Yeah.
Pass this on to the Stars. Uh-oh. If that press conference hasn't started by 6:01, we are dumping it.
All right.
Dumping it.
I'm not going to pass that on to the Stars.
I'm going to send it to Kat right now.
I mean, do
Here's my email.
Dear Kat.
This is amongst the dumbest things I've ever heard.
What time is the press conference supposed to start?
6.
Meanwhile, Norm's got his people been in Chicago.
Yes, his engineer.
Yeah. Yes.
Let me help you with this.
How did he not cuss?
I don't know. I don't know, but he is livid.
Start at 6?
And we don't know what it's for.
6 o'clock.
We don't know what it's
Friday
for.
Friday night is the only time they can get the commissioner and the players in town. Are you serious? They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this,
but
and that's the best they can do?
Everybody's flying out to the World Championships in Europe.
Oh, so you can't book
in Prague.
And that brings Bob, Dan, and Donovan to the forefront.
Okay, so you guys now, I had called you guys,
yeah.
And I'm like, this is what's going on, all right? You guys need to let him off the hook on the air.
Sure.
All right, you need to do the big reveal. Listen to Dan poke the bear.
Hi, lads.
How was last night?
Oh, it was very good.
So Bob's just been informed of programming change for this evening, huh, Bob? I just saw the email. Have you guys talked about it? Do you know what I'm talking about, Norm?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the Dallas Stars have a press conference where Jamie Benn will be, what? He's not
given the trophy.
Actually given the trophy tonight?
Yeah, Bettman Ruff.
So like the NBA gives the MVP?
Yeah.
I guess, man.
And as the home of the Dallas Stars, we kind of must carry this press conference?
It's at 6?
6.
We're being told it may be a half an hour.
Wow, that's a lot of pick.
How many picks you think you'll miss, Norm?
5.
Oh.
Maybe six.
Oh, God.
How many minutes between picks in the second, third round?
Seven. It goes down to 7 minutes here. Oh, so conceivably, we could eat up only 4 or 5 picks. It could be 7 of them.
I don't have any visual here, but I'm reading.
Like, if the Cowboys make a trade, though, can we bump back in?
No, I don't think we can.
Stars precedent. Sure. We have to carry it.
So I don't have a visual, but I feel like your voice, Norm, you're not too pleased about this.
I just don't think it's a very good time to schedule a press conference. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday night, and it's not just our station. It's every station in town, every TV station. They will not be there, and that's a shame for Jamie Benn. It's a shame for the commissioner, Mr. Bettman. It's a shame for the Stars organization.
What a load of garbage this is.
This is on-air, Norm.
Yes.
I feel terrible for Jamie Benn.
A shame for Gary Bettman.
But the focus of the sports world is not going to be where it should for the Stars' sake. That's a wonderful honor for Jamie Benn. Mm. It's the light is being hidden under a bushel.
It's only round two, though, right? I mean, it's not the first round. Dan.
No, it's not the first round.
Oh. Doesn't sound like they put a very good schedule for human beings together in this particular case. Wow.
I think we could have a discussion about that.
Well, let us be the first to tell you that this is all an elaborate hoax just to make you upset. There is no press conference.
So congratulations. The hoax worked.
We didn't come up with it, but...
Everyone's just yanking your chain, Norm.
We didn't come up with the idea, but we just helped...
It never crossed my mind that I was being pranked.
You did not sound like you thought it was
so
a prank.
So, Norm, you know what? That piece of paper that you have in front of you, you know how you doodle notes when you're talking? Yeah. All those F words and all that, you can...
Whoops.
Nope.
You're doing great.
Okay. Half-typed emails in all caps.
That's right. I sent one email to Jeff saying,
email.
I would expect that this press conference starts at 6. And if it starts at 6:01, we're dumping out of it.
I just walked by Kat's office, and he goes, hey, I just got an email. He said, the subject line said, please.
Oh my God!
Me again.
Norm fell for it.
See,
one of these days you're going to not believe something Sorori tells you.
Is Corby any part of this?
Of course
he is. Oh, of course he is. He tried to get me last night and he failed.
Oh,
the night before.
I don't even know. I have no idea. No clue.
Is the best.
The best part is the false sincerity of.
Oh yeah.
This is awful for Gary Bettman.
Yeah, Gary.
Okay.
All right. The Stars, what an honor. It's being buried.
That is awesome.
All right, there you go.
Wow.
More draft next.